authority in the name of Jesus. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading. The Bible says tonight in Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 30, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all, and neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought their prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you tonight, as Sister Missy said, I thank you for a praying church. I thank you tonight, Father, for a group of people that will pray and they'll intercede on the behalf of others through the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. I thank you tonight that we don't just carry our own burdens tonight, but we bear one another's. And Lord, I pray tonight as we get into this study tonight, Father, I pray tonight that we see the authority that is in your name tonight. Lord, tonight, whoever may be battling, whoever may be struggling, I pray tonight that they find freedom in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the ones tonight that are sick. I lift them up to you. I lift up our law enforcement, as Brother Boyd done said. Lord, I pray tonight that you touch him. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, you just keep your hand on this nation as you always have, Father. Lord God, you're on the throne and you're in leadership tonight, Father. Father, it may not look like it, but you are. Father, you're the leader of this church, and I thank you for that tonight. Father, you're the leader of this congregation. And Lord God, tonight, I thank you for that, Father. There's still people that ain't bowed their knee to Satan tonight. There's still people that stand and proclaim that Jesus saves. And Lord, I thank you tonight that I'm a pastor of a church tonight, Father, that stands on thus saith the word of God. Father God, we've not given in. We've not given up. We've not given out. But we're standing on Jesus tonight. And I thank you for tonight. I thank you for that solid foundation. And I ask you tonight to bless the reading of your word. Bless this study in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Every time I get up and I'm going to preach, Brother Bradley, I say I'm going to teach in calm and just in a calm fashion. But it's something about when you grab a hold of that sacred desk and that spirit from the Holy One comes down. Can I get an amen? Hey, something about when you stand behind that holy desk and you know you're not talking about a dead God, but you're talking about a living God. And tonight what I want to talk about is the authority that's in the name of Jesus. As we come tonight in Acts chapter number 4, we see where Peter and John was locked up for sharing Jesus. They was locked up for sharing Jesus, and then they come to the point where they was going to let him go. And if you turn back over, you can look at that where they was going to let him go. It said in verse number 18, and they called them and commanded them to speak no more or teach no more in the name of Jesus. They was commanded not to do that no more. And as they came here, as we look in the text, and they came here, they told them, said, don't you teach and don't you speak no more in the name of Jesus. But they refused to be silent. They said, do we listen to man or do we listen to God? Who are we going to listen to in the world we live in? Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to man or are you going to listen to God? Are you going to listen to the Holy One or are you going to listen to man? Hey, tonight I got good news. We're going to listen to God. Amen? And tonight he says, but they refused to be silent, because the authority they knew that the name of Jesus Christ had amongst believers tonight. And tonight I want to look at what it will do when you let the authority in the name of Jesus Christ have place in a place. Amen? Look with me in verse number 31 tonight. Number one, I want to say this, that the authority in the name of Jesus, when you let the name of Jesus have authority in a local body of believers, it'll shake a place tonight. It'll shake a place to its core tonight. And the Bible says in verse number 31, I love this tonight. And when they had prayed. Hey, tonight I want to say we must be a praying church. We must be, Sister Missy, I thank you for nailing that tonight. We must be a praying church. I don't have to be assembled here with you to pray for you, but I want you to know when I bow my head, I pray for you. And you pray for me. And I thank God for that tonight. And when you start praying tonight in one accord and in one mind tonight, it'll shake a place. It'll shake the very foundation of that place. Look what the Bible says in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. It shook that place. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been in services, hey, where God has sat down in it. He has literally shook that place. I'd say tonight, He has shook Union Chapel Baptist Church. Hey, we're not who we used to be. And I pray to God we don't stay where we're at. Hey, but we keep moving on. Amen. I pray He shakes us all the way to our core. I pray He shakes this place like we have never seen. I pray He shakes it from the top to the bottom. I pray He shakes us up. I pray He stirs us up tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken, and they were all assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the Word of God with boldness. Tonight I see when it shook that place, the believers was praying. Hey, tonight, don't expect this place to shake if we ain't praying, if we ain't praying to God, if we ain't pleading to God that He would move, if we ain't asking God that He would set down on us. I want you to know tonight, we have a responsibility to pray to God that He would shake us and move us in the way that He would have us to go. He says tonight it'll shake a place when believers pray. Hey, but I see something else tonight. If you want this place to shake, believers will have to be in unity. It can't be no division. It can't be no discord. Hey, we have to be in unity and in one accord. Hey, here when they come, they had been in jail. And when they got out, you know what they did? They assembled together and they got to praying. And when they got to praying, the place got to shaking. Hey, people got to moving. Things started happening. I don't know about you tonight, but I don't want a pastor and I don't want to be a member of a dead church. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want a church that's alive. Hey, I want a church that's well. And if the church is dead, it ain't going to be your fault. It ain't going to be my fault, but it's going to be our fault tonight. Amen? And tonight, whoa, glory to God. Shake a place. Don't you want Him to shake this place? Man, I do, from the top to the bottom. Shake it up, man. Shake it up, God. Shake what you want to shake. Believers pray. Believers are in unity. And the Holy Ghost fills them. That Holy Ghost fills them. He comes down and He dwells inside of them. Hey, tonight we know when you get saved that the Holy Spirit tonight, He resides inside of you and He lives inside of you. But I want you to know tonight there's something about when that Holy Spirit of heaven, it fills that believer. There's one thing to be indwelled, but it's something totally different to be filled with the Holy Ghost. When that Holy Spirit comes down and it shakes a place, it'll move in the people's life that's a part of that local body. Look at this tonight. Believers pray. Believers are in unity. The Holy Ghost fills them in Jesus' name. I want to give you this tonight as we read this text. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they're assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the Word of God with boldness. I wrote this down tonight. When God shakes a place, I don't know about you tonight, but when God shakes a place, I want you to know I've been here when God has shook this place. I've been here when God shook it in the old building. I've been here when God shook it in the new building. I've been here when God has shook it up in the prayer room. You can feel the prayer of God. You can feel what God's doing in this place on Monday night. Hey, you can feel what He's doing on Wednesday night. I thank God tonight He ain't put down to one Sunday morning, but He can meet anytime we want to meet. He'll meet with us and He'll shake us to our core when He meets with us. I thought about this. When He shakes a place and the power of God in the name of Jesus comes down, He has the power, the Holy Ghost has the power, it can melt a cold heart. Have you ever seen somebody come in and they have a cold heart and they come to that place and they sit down and the Spirit of God get moving and it gets shaking the walls? They don't know what's going on, but they know they've never been there before. Friends, I want you to know when people walks in here on a Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday, I want them to walk in and think every time I stand behind this sacred desk, we're in a revival service. We have a need for revival in the land we live in, just not because we put it on a calendar, but because we need it from heaven. Amen. If I'd say anything needs shook, Brother John, it's the church needs shook tonight, not America. Amen. I'd say tonight the church needs shook tonight. Preachers need shook tonight. Deacons need shook tonight. Church members need shook tonight. We all need shook tonight and do the will of God in our life. Amen. We see tonight He'll shake a place, number one, because the power of the Holy Ghost, it can melt a cold heart. I see number two tonight is the text as I read it tonight, that the power of the Holy Ghost, here's what it'll do. It will equip the body of Christ to get the job done. It'll equip the body of Christ to get the job done that He sets before us when He sets that job before us. I love what He says tonight. When they assembled together, the place was shaken. Woo, glory. I don't know about you, but I like it when the place is shaken. And not only that, but I think about this. That when He shakes a place, that power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ, that power of the Holy Ghost can break sin and bitterness in a person's life. So how do you know it can break sin and bitterness? Well, number one, when they was locked up in jail, when they got out, they should have been bitter. If you've ever been locked up when you got out, guilty or innocent, you're bitter when you get out. You're not better, you're bitter at that moment. They just get locked out and they tell them, don't you ever go preach or teach in Jesus' name no more. You done got 5,000 following you and it ain't no count, it ain't going to work. Hey, don't you do that. And you know one told them this. Here's what he told them. He said, listen, don't you go against them men of God. If it be of God, it'll last. You can't do nothing about it. But if it be of not God, it'll dwindle out anyway. But tonight I want you to know the power of the Holy Ghost can break sin and bitterness in a person's life. When Peter and John got out, they weren't bitter. You know what they did? They just went and done what God called them to do. They kept being the man of God that God had called them to be. Can I say tonight, we need men of God and women of God in this church to keep doing what God's called you to do and let the Holy Ghost shake this place like never before. Amen? I want you to know something tonight. As your pastor, we ain't seen the best yet. If you think we've done seen the best, we ain't seen nothing yet. If this is good as it gets, we're in trouble. We ain't seen the best yet. We ain't seen, there's not enough churches in Lamar County, Alabama to seat all the lost people. Listen to me tonight. If every person in Lamar County, Alabama went to church Sunday morning, there would not be enough churches to house the people in Lamar County, Alabama. We've not seen the best yet. When God shakes a place, though, you'll see what He'll do. And I don't know about you, but as your pastor, I'm ready for Him to shake this place. I'm ready for Him to shake this place. I'm ready for Him to shake this preacher. I'm ready for Him to do a work in this place. I see tonight, number one, the authority in the name of Jesus. Number one, to shake a place. Well, I thank God for that, don't you? Man, I'm telling you what, He'll get down to the core and He'll shake a place. But let me show you number two I see tonight in verse number 32. I see number one, it'll shake a place. But I see number two, it'll silence pride. When a place gets shook, it'll silence pride. There's no pride in the place when God moves in. There's no pride there when God moves in. You know one thing He don't like? He don't like a prideful look. That's what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs. He don't like a prideful look. But look what He says in verse number 32. I love this. Not only when He shakes a place, He's going to silence all the pride that's in that place. I got to say tonight, there's a lot of times I'm a prideful person. I reckon that's just a man in me. I don't know. Very prideful sometimes. And I've got to allow God to move on my life. My wife called me, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. It may have been Tuesday. And she said, what are you doing? I told her what I was doing. And I told her how God had met with me sitting there. And I told her, I said, I had a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes things right. Tonight, number one, He'll shake a place, but number two, He'll silence pride. Look in verse 32. And when the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Tonight, when He shakes a place and He silences pride, number one, it'll come because they have one heart, they have one soul, and they have all things in common. Look what He says here. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. So what that tells me is, hey, it wasn't about him. It was about the best for all the body of believers that was there in this text. Here's what He says tonight. He said, one heart, one soul, and they had all things in common. Turn with me, if you will, tonight to 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 16. Won't you look at this tonight? Authority in the name of Jesus. If you'll just preach the Bible, if you'll just take a book of the Bible and go down, it'll take care of everything in your life. 1 John tonight, chapter number 2 and verse number 16. I want to show you this tonight. When I'm talking about it'll silence pride tonight. It'll shake a place to its core and then it'll silence pride. Let me give you this tonight. 1 John 2 and verse 16. For all that is in this world. All. A-L-L. All that is in this world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of this world. Tonight, when God shows up in a place, number one, He's going to shake a place. Number two, He's going to silence pride. No matter what it is tonight, He's going to take care of it. Amen. I heard a story told, and I believe this, talking about silence pride, and he said he's going to get the best. Amen. He's going to get one mind, one accord. He's going to do it together. Singleness of heart, he's going to do it together. Heard a story about a man and woman. It fits this perfect. It said a man and woman, they went to buy some Christmas trees, and all they had was $6. And when he went to buy the Christmas tree for Christmas, the guy said, I got two out back. Man, they ain't nothing to look at for $6. They're $3 a piece. I'll sell them to you. There's nothing to look at about these trees. These trees are not pretty. They're nothing to look at. Said the man and the woman, they walked around the trees and they looked and they said, we'll take the trees. We'll buy both the trees. And they got both the trees and they took them home and they placed them in the front window. The man that owned the place where the trees was at, the Christmas trees, he come by on Christmas Day and he noticed one of the most beautiful trees he had ever seen in his life. He looked in there and he said, man, that tree is awesome. He said, them people bought some trees from me, but that ain't the tree they bought from me. That ain't the tree they bought from me. And he knocked on the door and the man come to the door. He said, sir, may I ask where you got your tree? And he said, man, I bought them trees for you. He said, ain't no way. They had a bald spot, man. They had an error on both sides and there's no good. He said, yeah, they had some bad spots, but they had some good spots. And we put the two bad. Glory to God, listen to me. We took the two bad spots and put them together and let everybody else just see the good spots. Amen. Hey, this church, I say to you, we may have some bad spots. Hey, but we can come together and we can make everybody look and see that we got some good spots. Amen. If there's a bad spot in me, I want God to cover it up. I want Him to cleanse it. I want Him to remove it. I want Him to take it out. I don't only want Him to be my Savior, but I want Him to be my shepherd. I don't want Him only to be my Savior. I want Him to be my shepherd. Because that silences my pride. I may have a bad spot. Brother Hagin, you may have a bad spot. We put our two bad spots together. You got a good spot, I got a good spot. All they're going to see is good spots. I must not let my bad spot show, and you must not let your bad spot show. We must come together and let the good show. Amen? He says, number one tonight, I love this in the text when you read it. Just read down the word. He says, number one, look at what he says there. He says, number one, what he'll do each and every time, he'll shake a place. Number two, he'll silence pride. And number three, I'm going to give you this tonight in verse 33. He'll supply a person. Not only will he shake your place, not only will he silence your pride, but he will supply a person. If you've got a need tonight, he'll supply your need tonight. I will say this tonight. He will not always supply your want. He will sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes he'll supply your want. Because He has the ability to do that. He has the ability, okay? But he said, if you're a child of God, now he'll always supply your need. Always. Always. Now he has the ability to supply that want, but that need, he's going to take care of it. Look what he says tonight, if you will, with me in verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So I see tonight he supplied them. And what did he supply them with? There's two things in the text I want you to get a hold of. If you don't get a hold of nothing else tonight. And you need this supplied in your life and I need it in mine. If we're going to be a church that stands out for Jesus, not in the community. I could care less if we got a name. I could care less if we make the newspaper, make Facebook, I could care less. I want to know that in heaven, my Father's looking down saying, well done. You're doing it the right way. You're sticking with the stuff. You're sticking with the book. You're not wavering. You're sticking with it. If a crowd comes, let them come. If they don't. We're not going to waver on this. Because we want Him to supply our need according to His riches and glory. We want Him to supply what needs in this church. And I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm talking about spiritual tonight, a need spiritually. Let me give you this tonight. There's two things that he blessed them with here. I want you to get this tonight. He supplies a person in Jesus' name. Number one, with great power. Look in the text. And with great power. There it is. He supplied them with great power. Folks, tonight, we got more power than we can ever handle right now in this church. We ain't waiting on nobody else to come in the door. We ain't waiting on nobody else to leave. We ain't waiting on, there's not no great, I am going to walk in. He is done here. Does everybody get that tonight? We're not waiting on some millionaire to walk through that door. We're not waiting on them. We're waiting on Him. I hope everybody understands what I'm talking about tonight. He said, and He gave them great power. Listen, the apostles didn't give other apostles great power. Where did they get their power? From God. We're not waiting on the next best thing to come in the newspaper. We got the greatest thing there is, and His name's Jesus. And the authority is in Jesus' name. I'm just having a good time. I love the Bible, don't you? He says, supply a person, verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
What was their power? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is our power? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we get away from the death, burial, and the resurrection, we've lost every bit of the power we have. 1 Corinthians 15, the power comes through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That I may know Him. Who? Philippians, he said in the book of Philippians, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. That's what Paul said. Tonight, you've got all the power you're going to get through the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah, see, number one, tonight He supplies a person, number one, with great power because they're the witness of the resurrection. If you've been saved, you're a witness of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That old man died. He was buried. And now a new man's come up. I may not look very new, huh? But I'm a new man. Baby, I'm a new man. Ain't what I used to be when we got married. No, she said. No. No. Let me go on. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Man, there's a change. Great power. Man, if I could tell y'all what's happened in my life, if I could break it down, if I had time, we ain't got time. Great power. Great power. And if you're lacking power tonight, get in this. You're not going to find it nowhere. This is it. It's not nothing magical. It's not nothing special. You got to be a preacher to get it. It ain't magical. You got to stand behind the... It ain't none of that. It's that you've been born again. You've experienced the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what it is to be dead and now alive. Well, you wasn't that bad of a person. Listen to me. I was dead in my trespasses and sin, Ephesians chapter number. I was dead. I was dead. And now I'm alive. More alive than I've ever been. Man. Okay, let's move on now here. Supply a person, number one, with great power. But number two, and I love this. And it supplies a person with great grace. If you're going to have power and you're going to be able to use power, you're going to have grace. As pastor of this church, if I'm going to let the power of God move through me the way I should, I'm going to have to let grace follow it. Or can I say this? I'm going to have to let grace go before it. Tonight as a church, you have all the power you want, and if you don't show no grace, you ain't got no power. Jesus had all the power. All the power. How did He impart that to us? By grace. By grace. I can sit up here and I can beat this pulpit, I can scream and holler, and man, that's just who I am. I'm going to do that if we're playing cards. It don't matter. I'm going to do that, whatever. I come in the house, Brandon said, I'm right here. Shh. Shh. I pull up at the house. I ain't lying, Brother Brian. I'll pull up at the house and she'll call me. No one is me pulling. We got cameras. Over where I live, you better have cameras. You better have cameras. Sister April, give me an amen. You better have cameras. Won't you move? They ain't running me off. That's Mills Hill. They ain't running me off. Got a cross on it, flag on it. They ain't running me off. I love everybody in that community. But I love Jesus. And I pull up and I think she's scared. We'll make sure it's me pulling up. She called me. She said, hey. I said, yeah. I said, I'm pulling up. She said, I know. Be quiet when you come in. Be quiet when you come in. That's it. Be quiet when you come in. Baby, I ain't loud. Yeah. Tone it down. Tone it down. You know what she showed me right then? Grace. She's giving me grace. Even though it may be a little rude, I think, you know, it's grace. Because listen to me, Brother Hagin, if I come in that house wide open and hollering like I do, and that baby wakes up, it's on, son. So tonight, yes. So tonight He supplies a person with what? Power, but with grace. Tonight you got things going on in your life, and you said, God, if I had the power over it, I'd do this. If I had power over it, Lord, I'd do this. He said, yeah, but you ain't got the grace to handle it right now. If you was in authority to handle what you need to handle right now, He may not let you handle it because you ain't got the grace to handle it the way you need to handle it. Just because you got the authority and you got the power in Jesus' name don't mean He's going to let you do it until you can handle it with grace. Well, they don't deserve grace. I need to tell them like it is. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. You wouldn't be where you're at, and I sure wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have the grace of God on my life. So before I start pointing at somebody and getting all fired up, I need to remember this in my life, that I may have power in Jesus' name, but if I'm not going to show Brother Hagin grace, he ain't going to let me use that power. He wants us to use that authority in Jesus' name with grace. You don't believe me? When he went to the cross, he had the power to kill everybody there. He did. He could have killed everybody there. If you be God, hey, he was. Ain't no if you be. Why'd he hang on the cross? Grace. He had to go to Calvary because of me and you. He was guilty of love in the first degree. That's why he went to Calvary. Tonight, this church, we ought to be guilty of love in the first degree. I believe if we get there, God will show us power. And the last thing tonight is this. Not only will he shake a place, not only will he silence pride, not only will he supply a person, but when we get there, he'll save people. He'll save people. Because that's the authority that's in Jesus' name. You can't be saved no other way. Turn with me if you will, and we're going to close. I know you've got things to do tonight. Verse number 12. Let's just go right back in the text to verse number 12. Look what he says. Neither is there salvation in any other. This is why they was in trouble. This is why they was in trouble. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What name? The name of Jesus. Tonight in Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 29, the Bible says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. He gives us strength. He increases that strength. And this is what I wrote down in closing for my conclusion tonight. I want to give it to you that he's laid on my heart. Authority in the name of Jesus. Here's what I wrote down. Lord, please let us experience a shaking that would silence everything but you. You ever been somewhere, everything was loud, and Sunday morning service sometimes, music, you know, you get overwhelmed, you get emotional, loud, but you didn't feel nothing of God? You went through the song service, but you didn't feel nothing? You went through the preaching and you didn't feel nothing. But then three little girls. Somebody talk to me tonight. Come on. Come on, we're church. Three little girls get up. And the Holy Spirit's running through you like lightning through your veins. Why? Because it's gotten quiet. It's gotten quiet. Lord God, quieting everything at this place, but just don't quieten you. We're quieting everything here. Silence everything here. Lord, you don't silence. You speak louder than ever. Here's what I wrote. Lord, please let us experience a shaking that would silence everything but you. Supply our need of great power and great grace that people might be saved. That's my prayer tonight. We've got one goal here at this church, and it'll always be the main goal, main focus. It'll trump everything. And that's it. That people be saved. People be saved at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. I said a little old prayer this week, Tuesday. It may have been Monday. I can't remember. December the 6th at 10:38. I know that. Whatever day December 6th is at 10:38, because I wrote it down. And when you mean business, you'll write it down. Hey, man, what's your telephone number? And give it to me. Say, okay, I'll call you. That joker ain't going to call you. You know what I'm saying? Or they say, hey, man, won't you come preach at our church? I'm going to get you on the calendar. They ain't getting you on the calendar. If they didn't get your name and up, they ain't got you on the calendar. Don't even look. You ain't going. But when you write down December the 6th, and you write down that time on that paper, and you say, Lord God, you've met with me here. You met with me right here. You met with me right here, and I know you did. Folks, I want you to know tonight, it'll change your whole outlook. When he shakes that place, it don't have to be here when he shakes it. It don't have to be here when he silences it. It don't have to be here when he meets your need and supplies. And it don't have to be here when he saves you from things in your life. Tonight, if I'm talking to you, remember tonight the authority is in Jesus' name and in none other. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the power, but I thank you for that grace as well. Lord, I never want to use my power. I never want this church to use our power without grace. Father, tonight, the most important thing tonight is your grace, your mercy. A lot of people don't want to hear grace because so many people have abused it and drug it through the mud and belittled it tonight. But without grace, we're all dead. We're all going to hell without grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. Lord, I'm reminding you of that scripture tonight. Lord, I'm reminding you of that grace that you showed on my life, that you would let me and allow me and teach me and shepherd me to show that grace to the next individual. And Lord, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, if there's somebody hurting in this room tonight, if somebody needs a touch tonight, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that you would touch them in a mighty way. Father, I love you and I thank you and I thank you for Calvary. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Brother.